A comprehensive new study released this week delivers sobering news about American well-being. The State of the States report analyzed 3 decades of data and found that all 50 states are declining on 8 key metrics, including life satisfaction, depression rates, drug overdoses, and social trust.
This represents a fundamental shift in how we should evaluate American progress. We typically focus on economic indicators, GDP growth, unemployment rates, stock market performance, but this study suggests that economic prosperity isn't translating into better quality of life for most Americans.
The data points are striking. Life satisfaction scores have declined in every state since 1990, with the steepest drops in traditionally prosperous areas like Connecticut and New Jersey. This suggests that the problem isn't just economic inequality, but something deeper about social cohesion and community connection.
The economic implications are significant. When social trust declines, transaction costs increase throughout the economy. Businesses have to spend more on security, verification, and legal protections. Communities with higher social trust tend to have lower crime rates, better schools, and more efficient local governments.
The study also found that depression rates are increasing fastest in rural areas, which helps explain some of the political dynamics we've been discussing. When people feel disconnected from their communities and pessimistic about the future, they're more likely to support radical political change regardless of party affiliation.
Drug overdose deaths continue to climb, despite billions invested in treatment programs. This suggests that our approach to the addiction crisis may be treating symptoms rather than root causes. If people are using drugs to cope with social isolation and economic hopelessness, medical interventions alone won't solve the problem.
On a more positive note, we did see some progress in global health this week. Dr. Peter Stafford was discharged from a Berlin hospital after recovering from Ebola infection contracted while performing surgery in Congo. He was treated with experimental antiviral therapies that showed promising results.
The Ebola treatment success represents the value of international medical cooperation. Dr. Stafford contracted the Bundibugyo strain, which is particularly difficult to treat. But experimental therapies developed through multinational research programs proved effective. This demonstrates how global health challenges require global solutions.
In space science, researchers have measured gas moving at 30% of light speed near a black hole, providing new insights into extreme gravitational environments. This kind of fundamental research often seems disconnected from daily life, but it drives the technological innovations that eventually transform entire industries.
Space research also has direct economic applications. The technologies developed for studying black holes often find applications in medical imaging, communications, and materials science. NASA estimates that every dollar invested in space research generates $8 in economic activity through technology transfer and industrial applications.
We also learned about a fascinating paleontological discovery. Scientists found a new four-winged dinosaur species in China. Jiancheng-mensis was a velociraptor cousin with a 4-foot wingspan, representing the first non-avian dinosaur found at a major early Cretaceous bird fossil site.
While dinosaur discoveries might seem purely academic, paleontology research contributes to our understanding of evolution, climate change, and mass extinction events. As we face our own potential climate crisis, studying how species adapted or failed to adapt to environmental changes provides valuable lessons.
The discovery also highlights China's growing prominence in scientific research. Chinese institutions are increasingly leading major paleontological and astronomical discoveries, reflecting substantial government investment in basic research that often gets overlooked in discussions about U.S.-China competition.
This brings us back to the well-being study's findings about declining social trust. When Americans lose confidence in institutions, whether government, media, or scientific establishments, it becomes harder to build consensus around long-term challenges like climate change, infrastructure investment, or public health preparedness.
The correlation between social trust and effective governance is well established in political science research. Countries with higher social trust tend to have more effective pandemic responses, better environmental protection, and more successful economic development programs.
Which suggests that improving American well-being isn't just a humanitarian concern, it's an economic and national security imperative. If declining social cohesion makes it harder to respond effectively to crises or invest in long-term competitiveness, the consequences extend far beyond individual happiness.